Well, all of this stuff has been going on for radically, in fact, for about 25 years it was going on before, but there was an acceleration. And along with that have been other changes in the past 25 years, including there was a thing called the War on Poverty. You remember, it went into effect around 1969, and it was called off around 1971. And since then, it's supposed to have been a big failure, you know. Since that time, about the last liberal president actually was Nixon. It sort of lasted through his administration. And ever since then, it's been going downhill. So if you take a look at the actual support programs, like take AFDC, the big one that everyone talks about. The New York Times last Sunday had a big lead story on how the war on poverty was a failure and liberalism has suffered a loss of credibility, it said, because of the failure of this skirmish on poverty. The article says, no program was more discredited than AFDC. That's the real total failure. And if the liberals can't get out of this one. Well, in fact, AFDC, which was always quite low, has been cut virtually in half since the early 70s. It's been declining very fast with predictable effects. When support systems for people collapse, a couple of years later you get family breakup and abusive children and all the obvious things that happen if you take away any minimal support systems. So yes, AFDC was very much discredited, namely the fact that it was destroyed. The fact that it was destroyed led to very bad consequences. But again, you're not supposed to know that. It is known. There's good work on it. UNICEF had an important study a couple of years ago. UNICEF usually deals with poor countries, but they had one study by a well-known American economist, Sylvia Ann Hewlett, on child care in rich societies. She studied the period from about 1980 through the early 90s. All the rich societies face about the same conditions, but they dealt with them differently. And she found two totally different models. There was an Anglo-American model, the Reagan-Thatcher model, and there was a European, continental European, Japanese model. They were very different in character and they had quite different effects. The Anglo-American model is a war against children and families. She calls it the neglect-filled Anglo-American model, which reduced or eliminated support systems like daycare and so on, and forced people onto the labor market, so you have to have two people working just to put food on the table. Well, there's nothing wrong with two people working if they feel like it, but this is forcing people into the workforce at lower wages and without benefits and longer hours and longer work weeks just to keep food on the table. Meanwhile, you take away support systems, so like there's no daycare, and the end result is perfectly obvious. Contact time between parents and children has declined very sharply, about 40%. In fact, the children are left alone. You have latchkey kids, television supervision, with the obvious consequences, drug use, abuse against children, violence, and so on and so forth. That's a kind of war against children and families in the Anglo-American model. The Japanese-European model was quite different. They maintained or even increased the support systems, and the end results are quite different. I mean, you can see it in figures of child malnutrition and poverty and education and abuse and so on. So there has been something discredited. What's been discredited is the war against families and children that's been carried out, amazingly, under the rubric of family values. That's an interesting tribute to the propaganda system, that you can carry out a war against family of children with the effects that we see under the rubric of family values, and then have a lead article in the New York Times or everything else telling you how the war against poverty was discredited by these failures. Well, again, that's pretty impressive.